This recording, Florida 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, and so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Spanish is a language that is spoken very differently throughout the Caribbean and throughout Central America. I've come to realize that more, particularly in the last 10 or 15 years, that in the first 40 or whatever years that I've been here, and I've been here a long time, because initially when we came to South Florida, there were basically two groups, you know, that I dealt with. There were Americans who had been here for several generations, and then there were the Cuban people who were like me who had just arrived. And over time, there's been other Hispanic people from all these various countries in Latin America, Central, South America, and so forth. Their Spanish is completely different. And the sayings are completely different. And you learn a lot of sayings. Sometimes, a lot of the sayings overlap. They're said the same way. They mean the same way, the same thing. They're intended, you know, to have the same meaning. Other times, you got to be careful. So, barriga llena, corazón contento, it's basically, you know, full stomach, happy heart, you know. Oh, here's one. Here's one that is actually interesting because it's a que bola, which is just two words. The word bola is a modification on bola, which is ball. So, que bola would be like, what ball? And it's not referring to any anatomy part or anything like that. That expression is, interestingly enough, not used by the original Cuban immigrants coming into Miami. It is used more by the ones that have come to Miami perhaps in the last 20 years. So that particular expression is a Cuban saying, but it is of more recent development. And if we were to try to translate it into English and to modern American slang, whatever, it would be more like, what's up? Que bola. Hay uno, this one that's very interesting. It's called jamar un cable. Hamar is a very street word for eating. And un cable means a cable. So I'm eating a cable, which obviously makes absolutely no sense. What that means is I'm having a tough time economically. So in Cuban culture, somehow food makes it into just about everything, as you very well know. So Hamar un cable means I'm eating a cable. That means I'm not eating too well. I'm eating, you know, I'm having a tough time economically, and they're expressing it through eating. And they're not, since they're not eating well, they're eating a cable.